What's holding us back right now, ironically, is a lot of stuff that's going on in this town. And I know that many of you have come down here to try to see, is there a way that we can break through the logjam and go ahead and get things done? And I'm here to tell you that nobody wants to get this done more than me.
That was President Obama today giving a speech to the business roundtable. And I don't know if that's the response he was looking for, but today House Speaker John Boehner is calling for a response from the White House to his fiscal cliff offer. And he may also need the support of some Republicans who either don't support it or need to hear more details. Boehner says Republicans have produced a balanced approach, in his opinion. Does Republican Congressman from California Tom McClintock agree? Well, the congressman joins us now to talk about it. Congressman McClintock, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What are your thoughts on, I'm going to call it the Boehner plan, for lack of another title, but on that plan that was given to the White House, I guess it was yesterday?
Well, I think he's trying to dissuade the president from the position that he has consistently taken, that we've got to raise tax rates on all of those very wealthy folks who make over $200,000 a year. But the problem is most of those very wealthy folks aren't very wealthy, and they aren't even folks. About 88% of net small business income would be subject to this massive tax increase at precisely the time when we're depending upon them to create two-thirds of the new jobs that our economy desperately needs. Now, what does that mean? According to the Congressional Budget Office, it's going to destroy about 200,000 American jobs. Ernst & Young have a much higher estimate, about 700,000 net loss of American jobs. So the middle class has a great deal at stake in this discussion because it is hundreds of thousands of middle-class American families who are likely to lose their jobs as a result of the president's misguided policies. Having failed to dissuade him from this crusade, I think the speaker is now trying to say, well, at least won't you substitute the tax rate increases with tax reforms reducing or capping or eliminating a lot of the deductions and loopholes that are distorting the natural flow of capital. Economists keep telling us if you're going to raise taxes, that's the least damaging way to do it. But so far, it appears that that has been without success.
Congressman, we talked with some Republicans yesterday, and one in particular from Maryland, who was concerned that the Boehner plan, that the numbers just didn't still add up.
Well, because we have not seen specifics in that plan, I understand.
And that was
concern.
Part of the issue, I think.
And I do understand that concern. I would have preferred to see the House take action on a bill putting these principles into action and then forcing the Senate to do so. I think the Speaker's approach is to try to negotiate the details first with the Senate. And I suspect that's why it is so short on those details.
You know, I know there's a lot of back and forth and not a lot of face-to-face, it seems, recently. But the president, I believe, did say yesterday that he was willing to be somewhat, I think flexible was the term he used when we were talking about
He's been very flexible. He campaigned on an $800 billion tax increase, and he's flexed himself all the way to a $1.6 trillion tax increase. I've never seen anybody as flexible as that. The problem is he's flexible in exactly the wrong direction.
But I think he was referring to the taxes on the wealthiest Americans, or what he calls the wealthiest.
Yeah,
Americans.
But again, the taxes are actually landing on struggling small businesses that we're relying on to create two-thirds of the new jobs. I mean, to raise their taxes and then expect them to create more jobs is simply insane. But that is the very heart of Obamanomics. I'm afraid that over the next 4 years, the American people are going to get one hell of a crash course in Obamanomics. And I think at the end of that course, they're going to be a lot sadder and a hell of a lot wiser.
Congressman, are you inclined at this point to let this fiscal cliff or sequestration take place?
The sequestration, absolutely. If you want to understand the federal budget, you need to know three numbers, 39, 32, and 82. In fact, you know those three numbers, you know everything there is about the federal budget. 39% is the combined increase of inflation and population over the last 10 years. 32% is the increase in revenues. That's despite the recession. That's despite all of the tax cuts. 32% increase in revenues against a 39% increase of inflation and population. Not quite keeping up, but pretty close. It is the third number that is killing us. In the last 10 years, we have seen an 82% increase in federal spending. Now, after that 82% increase in federal spending, do you know how much the sequestration actually cuts compared to last year?
No, but I'm sure you do.
0.25%.
All right, Congressman Tom McClintock, thank you so much for joining us. A pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.